الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that recitation of Durood-e Pak upon me in abundance is purification for you. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the last episode, we discussed the benefits of remaining hungry and how spiritually this could lead to elevation. Today we're going to look at the problems caused by overeating. Excessive eating, my dear viewers of Madni channel, causes lots of problems. Obesity, a big stomach, all sorts of illnesses, diseases, and it causes misery in many people's lives. The doctors say that there needs to be a balance between your weight and your height. And some of you may remember that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, during the Sahri transmissions that Dawat Islami did, we had a doctor who advised us in relation to our body mass index and how we could measure how healthy we were just by taking our height and our weight and making a calculation and then plotting it on chart to see where we were and whether we were underweight or overweight. Needless to say that today most of us are overweight. Today we should actually take this exercise and calculate our body mass index to gain an early idea that we're overweight, because this is a sign of problems to come. A proper balance between height and weight is necessary. In the older times, people used to be much taller and their weight used to be much more. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan alayhi rahmatu rahman, says, the governor of Egypt bought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam from an Egyptian market, paying gold, silver, husk, pearls and silk, equivalent to the weight of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. At that time, his weight was 400 ratals, and one ratal was equivalent to half a kilogram, and his age was only 12 years old. Allah Allah. But in those times, the height and the weight were different. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was very handsome, and his body was very well shaped. He was tall, and in relation to his weight, he was perfect. My dear Islamic brothers, obesity, overeating, is a problem. Now let's remind ourselves of a precaution here, because taunting, laughing at somebody, hurting a person's feelings just because they are overweight is wrong. If we have no justification for it, it is haram in Sharia and can lead to sins which can take you to hell. And sometimes you might think that a person is overweight due to excessive eating, but it may not be so, because there are many things written in books which show that people can be overweight for a number of reasons. For example, the nature of their job may involve sitting for hours on end, or the nature of their job may mean that they cannot exercise regularly, and therefore even though they eat in proportion, their weight still increases. They might have a disease, they might have an ailment, they may have a difficulty where they put on weight very easily. So not necessarily eating too much, but we learnt in the previous episodes that sitting in the cross-leg position or sitting whilst leaning against something actually tends to cause the stomach to come out. There are many reasons for this, so we shouldn't just start to taunt or laugh at people. What we should do is we should learn that overeating and eating the wrong things can damage our health. Let's start with something simple, because in today's episode, we're going to work through the types of problems that certain types of food create and how we should avoid them. Today, fizzy drinks are a common thing. Even when you visit a relative, if you ask for water, they're surprised. They produce a row of drinks in front of you. But let's remember that every 250 milliliters of a cold fizzy drink has about at least 7 spoons of sugar in it. And then a lot of the sweets and desserts that we eat, they are described as almost a sugar bomb, because they straight away release so much sugar into the body that the body is surprised. An overweight person who is regularly in the habit of drinking cold drinks and eating ice creams will struggle to control the amount of sugar in his body, and then he will struggle to actually control the consumption of these foods when they become a habit, and it's like a sweet poison for him. There are 3 things that the scholars write that increase a person's body weight substantially: fine flour, oil or fat, and sweets. These 3, you will think, are rare, but in actual fact, they're found in most foods. In most foods, you will have superfine flour. You will have oils and fats. You will see on the back of them, in some countries, you have nutritional charts, and it tells you how much fat is in that food. And some are labeled red because the fat content is very high. Or on some of them, the sugar content is labeled in red because the sugar content in that particular food is very high. So, for example, if one looks at biscuits, we think biscuits may be a healthy food, but in actual fact, biscuits contain a very high amount of saturated fat, which can lead to cholesterol. And virtually most foods have this. So eating these foods excessively leads to significant problem. Gaining weight in itself and being overweight is bad. But the cause of this is overeating, and that excessive weight not only produces problems physically, in carrying the extra weight, people get back problems, etc. But also, it leads to many, many other diseases. Heart attacks, strokes, heart failures, even in those who are young. There is an epidemic in recent times where in the olden days, we used to remember that the people who were over a certain age, 50, 60 years old, having strokes and having heart attacks and having diabetes and other problems. But in this food culture age, you've got young people who are in their 20s and 30s who are suffering heart attacks, who are having strokes, who are being diagnosed with diabetes and all sorts of other problems. Today, in the olden days, between 30 and 40, you were supposed to be in the prime of your health. And it was only after you reached 50 that you started to see some difficulties. But still, you will remember some elders whose food was very simple. Our elders, our grandparents, who came from the subcontinent, their food was very little and very pure. And they were living up to, alhamdulillah, 80, 90, and still quite healthy. Today, as soon as somebody reaches the age of 50, they have all sorts of difficulties. Why is that? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mughni Channel, the reason for that is simple. That when we start to eat in the early stages of our lives, we have no control. Nobody teaches us that we should eat in moderation. Indeed, as parents, we are happy if our child is overeating. We think if he's overweight, we think it's a good thing. But the habit that we instill in that child from an early age means that he becomes accustomed to overeating. This is why some of us really struggle to break this habit now, because we are so used to eating to a full stomach that the concept of eating and stop eating whilst you're hungry is alien to us. It doesn't make sense. Why should I stop eating when I'm still hungry? But yet, that is the perfect solution to a lot of these diseases. What's happening now, my dear Islamic Brotherhood viewers of Mubin Channel, is that as soon as we get past a certain age, and gradually it's coming back, so it was the 50s, maybe 10 years ago, now it's the 40s, because in those 20, 30 years before, we've tortured our body so much with these high sugary foods, with the oils, with all this fast food, our body starts to give up. And the blood becomes thick, infected with various diseases, and it causes all sorts of problems. And then what we do, Amir Hussain Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliya advises, he says, the other thing that we do is, mentally, we're trying to shut it out, so that we don't go to the doctor to have our blood tested to identify any problems early on. We leave it. We become ignorant and heedless and negligent, and we think, it doesn't matter, it won't happen to me, or I don't want, the fear of knowing that you've got a disease leaves it. But that doesn't make it go away. For example, if we had regular blood tests, and this is what the doctors recommend, if you have regular blood tests, and your doctor says, in your last blood test, your sugar levels are getting close to the border, so you need to control your sugar, you come back and implement certain things in your life where you will avoid fizzy drinks so that your health can improve. If your doctor says to you, your last blood test showed that your cholesterol was high, so you need to cut down on certain foods, and you come back, and then whenever you eat something, you make sure the cholesterol content is low, the saturated fat content is low, so that your cholesterol doesn't increase. And then gradually over time, because you've controlled your eating habits, alhamdulillah, your health improves. And the longer you remain healthy, the longer you can fulfill the tasks of daily life and carry on doing madni work and reading Salah. How many people are there who, because of their bad health, have a desire to go to the masjid, go to the mosque to read namaz, but they can't? How many people who want to participate in madni activities, but because of their illness, they can't travel? They can't go on the madni qafilas of Dawat Islami because they're ill. My dear Islamic brothers, where does it all stem from? It stems from this excessive eating. These days, heart diseases are common, even amongst youngsters. Paralysis, strokes are common. Stomach ailments and diseases and illnesses, common. Most of us ignore this simple fact till it's too late. And when it's too late and the tests reveal that now that you had a stroke because your cholesterol or your blood pressure or your sugar levels were so high, we think, well, if I'd known before, but then it's too late. But the only way we can know before is we have regular blood tests and we control our eating. Today, our diet is honestly despicable. Pizzas, fast food, quick food, burgers, chips. This is what we eat now regularly. And let's be in no illusion. These things are dangerous. You may be surprised when I say it's dangerous, but the reality is that these foods not only contain very high salt content, very high sugar content, very high oils and saturated fats, but as well as that, the commercial reality is that to make money, the ingredients that are used are very, very poor. Amir al-Sunna Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliya writes that in most fast food places, you will find that commercialism dictates that to make the maximum amount of money, people go for the cheapest quality of materials, so that they have very poor hygiene. They use very, very poor materials. And sometimes, some of the material that's stored, you will never get a restaurant or a takeaway who thinks that food is not quite right, it's been there too long, it may be stale, let's throw it away. No, they will put the spices onto it so that you can't taste it, and then it goes into the tray. This is the unfortunate reality, and it gives a serious danger of food poisoning. And how many incidents of that have we seen? In a recent newspaper article, In a town in the UK, there was research done, and out of 20 takeaways in that town, 17 were given zero hygiene rating. The hygiene was so bad that on a scale of 1 to 5, the health and safety inspectors couldn't put them on any of the scales. They gave them zero because it was that bad. And that is the food that we eat. And because the spices are added to it, we think it's great. One good way of knowing how good the food is to put it away and try eating it the next morning. Just 12 hours later, 8 hours later, and that food tastes bland. Because at the time it was hot and it had all the new spices mixed in, the fact that it was stale or it wasn't cooked properly or the quality wasn't good disappears. We just taste the spices. But if you eat it the next day, you realize that these, even the chips that you're eating may have been reheated 3 times and may have been there for 3 hours before they were served to you. So, my dearest light brothers and viewers of Mudney Channel, we need to think seriously. And we need to move away from this food culture. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Mudney Channel, even if the food prepared was good, oily foods cause cholesterol. Cholesterol hardens in the narrow blood vessels. It increases risk of heart problem. If a patient has a diabetes as well, or is a smoker, the risks are even higher. And if you have a heart attack or a stroke, you could spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair. You could spend the rest of your life in disabled. And the danger of that is that you will be deprived of the blessings of Salah. How many people do we see who cannot read namaz when they want to? They cannot pray. They cannot carry out Madni activities. So with this Madni mindset, if we said that I'm going to reduce my food intake, I'm going to reduce the amount of fatty foods and takeaway foods so that I can worship Allah for longer. Look at the beautiful mindset that is, because every action you do then to implement that, you will gain great reward for. You will maintain your body healthy, and you will try and keep your body healthy to try and please Allah. Dear Sly brothers, there was a statement from a brother who says that before joining Dawud Islami, I had some modern friends, and we used to have eating contests, and this is not unheard of, and we used to eat until we were full. Although initially I had a lean body, I was thin, this regular pizza eating and fast foods and drinking cola and fizzy drinks led to my weight going up and up and up. Then enjoying mayonnaise and other fatty foods slowly meant that I started to have health problems. My cholesterol shot up, it was affecting my heart, and my weight was such that my doctor started to advise me that I was suffering from diseases which were going to permanently affect me. Alhamdulillah, fortunately, by the blessings of the Sunnah-inspired Madni environment of Dawud Islami, I heard about the excellence of applying a spiritual Madni lock on my stomach in an ijtima that I attended. I made up the mind that I was going to try and decrease my food intake, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by reducing the amount of food I was eating, I quickly lost 5 kilograms of weight. Then I started to travel on the beautiful Madni kaflas of Dawat Islami and learn to implement the sunnahs that I was learning. I slowly got rid of a problem that I regularly had, which was constipation. Once I started to learn how to do wuzu properly and learned how to control my diet, alhamdulillah, my health improved. Now, I eat barley bread prepared at home. I make dua for steadfastness in the propagation of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have realized that a Madni lock of the stomach has totally changed my life. I avoid fast food and pizzas, and now I eat proper food in good proportion, and I avoid fizzy drinks. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if you can control your eating habits, your life will change. If you put a Madni guard on your stomach for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will protect you from obesity and from many, many diseases. the quality of your life in the future will improve. Indulging in these things now, you will pay a price in the future. If you give up excessive eating now and follow the beautiful advice of the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then going to hospitals at a later age and advice from doctors and feeling sorry for yourself will be a thing of the past. And that advice and that beautiful hadith in Barakah is this. Haka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man does not fill any container worse than his stomach. A few morsels of food are sufficient to keep his back straight. If he cannot do that, then he should keep one third of his stomach for food, one third for water, and one third for air. Subhanallah. Look at the beautiful hadith of Barakah and how if we act upon this, our life would change, not only spiritually, but physically. Today, we have all sorts of problems. Youngsters having heart attacks because cholesterol levels have not been checked. Stomach problems and stomach difficulties because of excessive eating. Not being able to go to the toilet. Constant constipation. Constant difficulties with passing water. And then medication, which has its own side effects to try and deal with these things. And yet, what is it caused by? What is all this pain and suffering caused by, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, my dear channel? That desire of the 2 seconds that the food lasts on the tongue. And that's it. Once it's down the throat, the taste buds have had their 2 seconds of pleasure, and that's it. But yet, if we control that, we could be saved from all of this. Then the types of food we eat. A few years ago, it was common for households to regularly have vegetables as part of the meal, regularly have salads and fruits cut at mealtime. And meat was only a special dish that was there either once or twice a week or on special occasions. Today, because we have the wealth, those foods that were reserved for special occasions are now on our table every day. If we have the same thing in the afternoon and it's presented to us in the evening, we kick up a fuss. We say, we had this afternoon. Why are we having it again? Why can't we have something different? Yet, this was not the way that we were taught. The reality was that our parents and our grandparents were eating the same dish for a few days in a row. They used to cook the bare minimum, and it was healthy food, it was vegetables, it was lentils. Today, every dish we cook has to have an element of meat. Even when we cook vegetables, we ask them to put a few pieces of meat in there. And it's this constant eating of meat which causes a lot of problems. Today, we don't like vegetables. Yet, the scientists, the dietitians, and the scholars have been saying that these things have very, very many benefits. Eating vegetables regularly help with a lot of things. It makes you a lot healthier. Keeping your food simple makes you healthier. It controls that habit of overeating. Because if the food is simple, then we won't go for the taste so much, and it will help us control. If you have very tasty food and you have a range of foods, you're going to struggle to cope. The scholars of deen say that we need to change our habits. We need to be moderate in what we eat. We need to make sure that we add these little extra things. And we know Surah Dhamma Bhakatma Dariya writes that if you're having a special dish, eat it in moderation. If you're having tea, try and reduce your sugar intake. Try and move away from sugar and use sweeteners, which are more healthy for you. Try and clear the plate of butter. If you put in the normal traditional curries, you will see that there is a layer of oil on top. And a lot of us don't even bother to remove that. But that has a lot of fats in it. Just by simply removing it away with a spoon and putting it separate. Don't throw it away, but it can be reused. But if you remove it from your plate regularly, You are stopping it getting into your system. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to recognize the types of things that we need to be aware of. Things like butter, things like biscuits, egg yolk, cakes, pastries, chocolate, sweets, fried salty items. Things like creamy items, sweet dishes, delicacies, ice creams, cold drinks, the pakoras, the kebabs, the samosas. All these things either have an excessive amount of oil and fat in them, or they have an excessive amount of sugar in them. The concept of food charts is now alien to us. But if you look at the end of the day, if you make a list of the what you've eaten during the day, you will be surprised. You'll be shocked. A lot of dietitians say that if you just sit down and make a list of your weekly food, most of us can't even remember what we've eaten in the last week. But if you every day make a list of everything you've eaten and then look at it at the end of the week, you will be surprised. We're not only sticking to three meals, but we're constantly eating. So at the end of the day, if you think about how much you've eaten and then appreciate and recognize the dangers of eating all that excessive food and then try and reduce it, you will see both the bodily and the spiritual benefits. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, can you see the dangers of overeating? We looked at the benefits of hunger, but look at the dangers of overeating or eating the wrong food. It comes back to the great hadith mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hunger should be divided into three parts. One should be for food, one for water, and one for air. If we adopt this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah and change our manners of eating, then obesity, gas, indigestion, constipation, stomach ailments all disappear. This is the benefits of acting upon the beautiful hadith. At the same time, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, by not acting upon this beautiful sunnah and not attaching a Madani guard to your stomach, engaging in excessive eating will result in stomach problems, indigestion and constipation. And as the famous proverb goes, constipation is the mother of diseases. According to doctors, most diseases are caused by an illness of the stomach. 12 main ones are listed. It can cause brain diseases, eye diseases, throat and tongue diseases, chest and lung diseases, paralysis of the face and other parts of the body. Stomach problems can cause numbness in the lower part of the body. Stomach problems cause diabetes, high blood pressure, even brain hemorrhage. Not only that, they cause psychological problems. If you've got stomach problems, because of the diseases that are created from there and the gases and everything else, it causes diseases like madness. And then liver, gallbladder diseases are common when you've got stomach problems. And stomach problems can lead to depression and sometimes severe depression. And how are stomach problems caused? Just by excessive eating or eating the wrong food. Sayyidina Ibn Salim rahmatullahi alayhi stated, if a person eats dry wheat bread in a proper manner, he will not suffer any disease except death. When asked what he meant by a proper manner, he replied, one should only eat when he is hungry and stop eating while he is still hungry. The essence of this great saying, which is quoted by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in Ihya al-Ulum, is that one should control what he eats and stop eating when you're hungry. It is not sunnah to eat when one is not hungry. Today, this habit is causing a lot of our problems. We're in a habit of eating and snacking during the day. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, snacking is not in our culture. Snacking is a Western tradition where you're constantly eating and having food contact throughout the day. Indeed, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, the sign of hunger is that if one has a piece of bread in his hand, he should fondly eat the bread without any other food. But if he desires other things, it indicates that the hunger isn't as strong. To eat more than one appetite, it's haram. Here, more refers to eating to such an extent which causes indigestion and stomach problems. Allah, Allah, Allah. And yet, that is common for us. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Lumni Channel, today our eating habits and our drinking habits are setting up a very, very difficult journey for us. Because that journey ends with all sorts of problems when we get to an older age. We are setting a base and a foundation upon which we are trying to build our future life. But that foundation, it has a cancer in it. We are overindulging for our nafs. There is a lack of exercise. We don't exercise, we don't eat. And that in itself causes many, many problems. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we should try and eat in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should love the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because in loving the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are great benefits, and the greatest benefit is quoted in the beautiful Hadith in Barakah, where Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who loves my Sunnah loves me, and the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.